I have properly deposited the right shared secret into the box. Okay. Welcome everyone to the working group call. Last one of the month, giving us the last day of the month here in March. We're glad you're here. Please mind the antitrust policy notice and the Hyperledger code of conduct that we might all get along and not have any issues either interpersonal or legal that encumber our work. Grateful that you're all here. Anyone new today that would like to introduce themselves? I recognize about everybody. Cool. Well, IW is this next month. If you have not attended, I highly recommend it. It is has ruined all other conferences for enjoyability. And while I do enjoy it in person, online has been quite successful. And encourage you to get involved if you can. Hyperledger Global Forum is coming up. And then Stephen, any comment on the repo maintenance needed for Rye? I wanted to touch on this again to see if that came up.
You caught me in mid-mouthful.
My timing is impeccable.
Yeah, so every repo has a report like this. People that are maintaining the repo should take a look, see if there's any errors or fails, and respond accordingly.
Okay, so here's the fails and the warnings and the passes. Okay, yep. Cool.
And then there's, so code of conduct file. There is a specific code of conduct file. Find one that's passing.
you go steal theirs.
Steal theirs and adjust. Like the maintainers, for example, the Besu one, which is the one I borrowed for Akapai, has a, you know, here's how we add maintainers. Here's who the maintainers are today. Here's the policy around how we add them and things like that. So these are some things that we might want to think about a little bit, but you know, we need to get these in and we need to get these repo lint things passing to be a good and proper open source project.
Awesome. That is very helpful. And that way you have a punch list you can run down. So if you are a maintainer on a repo, please do jump. The link is here in the agenda and you can grab that and go check on the report. I'm going
to
stick the
agenda. Also, there is a way to run that locally, run the thing locally so you can find out whether you've got, you know, what you're adding is going to work before you submit the PR and so on. So that's helpful.
Cool. That is helpful.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't get the agenda in, but the agenda is now back in. Feel free to add yourself to the attendees list if you would like. Related meetings. I will offer the DIDCOM working group. We talked about encrypted attachments and how that might work there. I actually have that into a PR form now. This avoids the 33% message size increase when you encrypt an already encrypted message useful for forwarding. And also we're talking about one of the topics that came up here last week, which was the accept type in DID documents. Those were our last discussion points. And I imagine we will continue to touch those were not quite resolved yet. And so that will be, I'm sure, hopefully not the whole meeting, but a piece of the meeting next week on Monday. Other meetings that we want to report on?
on the indie meetings, contributors meeting, continue to go through the CI/CD of Node and Plenum so that we're able to do a release, continuing to work on a Ubuntu upgrade release, we hope real soon. So that's still in progress. That was pretty much all we talked about on this one. Indie did method. We're really getting down to the last few pieces in it. The big thing that for those who have knowledge in this, love to get your feedback, is a couple of things. One is adding namespacings to schemas and claim defs. So that you're able to, when you find a reference to a schema, you know, an identifier for a schema or an identifier for a claim def, you know what this point that those be able to that was created and has been used on the sovereign network, something like that. One of the things that leads us to is the possibility that we may add a DID resolution form that is the sequence number of a transaction. of a ledger object. One, we are interested in what people think of that. So for anyone that knows Indy, good to know that. And then Daniel has initiated but not been able to attend the meeting, so hasn't been able to talk about it. But this idea of whether we should provide back a DID doc that is JSON instead of JSON LD. I mean, I think that whenever you read the DID spec, you know, the DID core spec, you automatically think everything's going to be JSON LD, but in fact, there's three representations included, and JSON is one of them. So we haven't had that conversation yet, but anyone who's interested in that, anyone who's thought about that, we'd love to get your feedback.
And I'm sure it will be a short conversation.
Yeah.
Like JSON versus JSON LD is the new tabs versus spaces. So it's good times.
Exactly.
Other meetings. This is the off week for the identity implementers working group.
And yes, it is the off week. Just a couple of quick comments on that. I left the link up there for last week's meeting. I gave a presentation on an automated way to generate language wrappers off of Rust libraries. So if you write it in Rust, then you want to generate a Swift or a Kotlin wrapper. And so I left that up there. The recording's there for you to listen to. Also, for anyone who's got a cool project, or and that can be a technology product, whatever, related to SSI, I'm always looking for guest presenters for that meeting. So please see me if you would like a chance to present. Thank you.
Awesome. I will also mention I ended up being an accidental presenter in the Diff Interop working group this morning. Their regular attendee did not show, and it was a peripheral topic, and they had listed an Aries RFC about machine readable governance frameworks. And so I volunteered to talk about that for a few minutes. So that happened, and the recording is there if you're interested, although I imagine it will be quite familiar to everyone from this group. So
you did really well, Sam, by the way. I was impressed.
I was surprised that I was awake for all of that. But I thought, you know, if that was kind of in the reading list anyway, I'd volunteer, and he asked me to, so I did. But it was good. Hopefully we have more in this area, more stuff in this area. So I think it probably definitely helped from an awareness perspective, at least. All right. Upcoming releases and work updates. Keith, any word on testing?
Yeah, actually related to that last meeting and the trust over IP one up above, we continue to meet on Fridays, which is the trust over IP Saturn V interop testing is the Friday meeting that's referred to under Aries Protocol Test Suite.
Nice. Should we combine these?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Let's do that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we continue to meet weekly, and there's a lot of good, discussion. And, you know, everyone on the call is moving towards using the Aries Interop Profile version 2 features that are currently being defined. There's a lot of good manual testing, a lot of good breakouts between the different vendors on the call to do sort of, more manual testing and work, but it turns out to be very productive. So welcome to anyone else who'd like to join.
Awesome. Is there a link that you could give us for that?
Absolutely, yes.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Stephen, test harness.
I really appreciate this group allowing me to present last week on it because I took a pass at and stumbled a bunch and presented at DIFF that went much better. So presented the test harness at DIFF last week. Good reception to it. Excited to see the mobile wallet test agent capability so we can test mobile wallets, which is very cool. Ian did a great job on that. Had some feedback from the iGrant team that they were trying it out and running it and finding some issues and fixing them, which was very, very cool. We look forward to getting going on. We've got some PRs in ACAPI for getting the ACAPI and AFGO integration working, and looking forward to working with the AFGO team on that.
Very cool. Shared components in Airs Cloud Edition Python?
Just continues to enable it for running inside Aries Cloud Agent Python, the shared components. There were some updates done to allow for the working with BBS Plus and so on. So those pieces. ACAPI, we do have a PR submitted from Animo, Timo, and team for the BBS Plus work that they've been doing as the code with us from BCGov. So we're excited about that. We had a couple of demos today on that, and it's looking really good. Still have some work on presentation exchange and V2 present proof to get that fully integrated. But we now have Aries Agent Test Harness running tests that allow issuing of different types of credentials, Indy credentials, JSON LD credentials, using ED25519 and BBS Plus or BLS signature. So pretty excited about that. And we'll keep moving forward on that.
Awesome. Fantastic. Troy, Aries Framework Go.
Sorry, lost the window. All right, I'm here. So this is basically the same update as last time. Working on AIP 2.0 and ACAPI integration, and also working on Universal Wallet 2020 APIs.
Very cool. Aries Bifold, React Native.
This is the off week for our meetings, but had some good discussion last week, and this next week we'll be discussing the some of the UI design, as well as potentially some of the architecture and code behind that. But so looking forward to that, and would love to have you there.
Awesome. And you said UI design, right? So this is a good chance to involve the UI UX people amongst your teams.
Yep.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. Other meetings that we want to report on, or other work projects. Timo,
yeah, yes. Quick note for Aries Framework JavaScript is after the meeting last week, we've switched to default to sending HTTPS DITCOM message types, but still support all DITSOM.
Very cool.
I might as well jump in here real quick. Wanted to take the opportunity for this meeting to kind of give some not feedback, what's the word I'm looking for? just a word in on the native iOS and Android frameworks that we've been working on. I know that we were trying to contribute those late last year, but we've reprioritized that to be actually pushing those into the Hyperledger umbrella. So ideally within the next month, I say within the next month, so maybe shorter than that is what we're hoping. We'll finally get those pushed. We're updating the code necessary for the Indy side of things. And then once that is pushed and merged, we'll be able to do the Aries sides of things. And that should be fairly quick once the Indy stuff is done. But yeah, just wanted to give an update on that because I know, especially Steven on the Rocket Chat, you kind of keep telling people that I've announced this. And so I just want to make sure that that I give an update on that for the community.
No, we appreciate that. That's excellent. And I'm glad you said next month, because if you said this month, you've given yourself quite a stiff deadline.
Yeah, no. So,
awesome. We welcome that. And that's a fantastic contribution.
Yeah, of course.
Other projects we want to report on. All right. I was invigorated as I listened to the meeting that happened last week that I was unable to attend. All the progress that actually happened. And so I would like to continue that. We are so very close, and I wanted to review the remaining stuff that didn't get merged and see if we can merge any of that stuff. and make the progress that we need and talk about the remaining issues that have also been flagged with AIP2 as well. That's really important. I've added, is Baha here? I don't know that he is. I tagged his PR as related because I think it was a follow-up based on what happened last meeting. So that's a useful one. The first one, of course, is 579, which we cannot merge because we're still working, but we're getting a lot closer on that. The next one up here was the problem report status change was discussed. And I don't believe there were any comments or any updates made to that after the meeting, but there was a little bit of discussion on something and I was unable to have the clarification. Stephen, do you recall the problem report update holdback, why that didn't get merged?
The issue with problem report was a little bit of a concern, and shoot, I took an action to do it. It was a little bit of a concern that you can get into an infinite loop.
Right. So it was commentary on how you might not do that, right?
Yes. Like I took an action to do it and I didn't do it. So I'll take an action and I'll better update my notes to say, get that in. Sorry about awesome. That.
No worries. I just following up on stuff and seeing where we are. So next up was the coordinate mediation protocol. The action item remaining on this was to actually not make all the changes at the same time. First work on content and then do the name folder change with the redirection and stuff. And so that has been updated. And so that's been redirected and removed as discussed. So that means that you can easily see a diff in the stuff that was actually updated here. Now it's a lot easier to actually see what was proposed, which is mostly just a clarification and of existing things. Any questions about this particular proposed update? One of the things that we did in this work, I worked with Daniel and Adam on it, and we went down the unresolved questions, of which there were many, and we either decided that this wasn't so much resolved as a future issue, or we actually fixed it, right, by clarifying stuff elsewhere in the notes. Any comments or objections to this being merged? I will concede that it has only been in its current easily comparable format for like a couple hours now. And if we need to not wait on it in order to allow people sufficient time to read, then we can do so.
So one question, you said you, for the unresolved things, you said that you resolved them all. There was one regarding the security of someone being able to, you know, to register someone else's public key or their key, routing key. How did you resolve that one? We'll see.
So that is a good one. And I think,
that one, exactly, yeah.
So I forget the actual language that we adjusted here, which matters. The concept, I think we talked and agreed that this wasn't, this was a really edge case, in the sense that, in order for this attack to be used, it would require another party to know, which key you were going to register with your mediator and then actually register it at the same mediator before you do. There's not a risk of registering in another mediator because you're not publishing that mediator's route. And yeah. So even if you could register them all you want, and it's not going to do anything because messages are never going to show up there that you send. And then the second reason why we didn't is because this is at least somewhat detectable by the mediator itself. So right now, most of the mediators that I'm aware of kind of have a first come first serve policy where if you ask to route to a key and you're the first one in, you get it. And the second one more or less errors out in that particular case.
Okay, with regard to that, is the airing out, is that specified now? Because
it is not.
I think that should be added, you know, clarified here, but that's...
I totally accept that it should be. I thought we added some language, but I don't see it here in the list. So what you would get is, we'll have to add the commentary because me saying something here is not nearly as useful as having it in the document. But you would get a deny, right? You'd get a mediation deny, not a mediation deny, but when you tried to update the key list, there would be an error, either a client error or a server error on that particular key because of the,
it'll have to be a server error, right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. And so we need to clarify, I'm writing. Okay, we'll get that added. Because what we decided was that we should address it, and then it was such a narrow edge case that we could solve it. Many of the things that are actually going to happen, you know, you're gonna come up with peer dids, for example, that you want to route, and you're either going to register them in advance, meaning you don't know who you're going to give them to, but you're going to pre-register them with your mediator after creation. So that's the first action you take, which makes it very, very hard to obtain knowledge of the key prior to that action. Or you're going to do it, you do it right when you assign it, you know, to the person, or you hand it out to the person that you're giving it to. And so there was the thought there was that the risk was so low. And it's not a cryptographic exploit. It's just an annoyance. If I go to register a key and it says no, because it's already registered, that's annoying, but I can always just create another key and register it and continue on with my day.
Well, I mean, yeah, it'd be a possible denial of service if somehow there were a way to know it in advance. But my only suggestion is that I totally agree with all that. I just think it needs to be, you know, documented so that we don't rehash the same conversations.
I completely agree. Other comments or things that we should adjust before we consider this for merging again? Okay, we will make that change and get it updated so that that's something that we can address. The next one is, a PR by Baha, and he included, if I remember the conversation in last week's meeting correctly, there was a PR merged, but this contained additional examples that he was going to add. So this is basically the follow-up PR to continue to clarify the stuff that was merged last time. And if you look at what he wrote or what he adjusted, it was a lot of very small changes, or either misspellings, or here's a space that he added, a missing two, and then some clarifications in the examples where he added, you know, as kid or raw with no padding to these. Here's an example of EPK as the EC key. Etc. So there's lots of very minor alterations, which are probably really important. And then this is the big replacement section underneath unresolved questions, where he updated these items here. Any commentary on this PR?
So the only thing I was worried about was he said, hopefully this doesn't take us down the long conversation about kids again. So I don't know enough about what that means. I know Daniel had comments on that, but whether they're relevant in this particular one or not, I don't know. So
for context, kid in this case means a key ID, or in the kids is key IDs. We're not talking about bearing children.
No, we're not.
Just wanted to clarify that one, and unless someone's confused. Yes. So he tagged them. This was 6 days ago, but it hasn't seen any traffic that I'm aware of. We did get a plus, a thumbs up from Steven, but not from Troy or Andrew or Kyle, which or George.
People that actually matter.
Right. Well, hey, man, I'm not arguing with your matterness since you facilitated the merge of all awesome last week. So I think we probably need to bring this to attention. If you are named here, then please take a look. Anyone else interested, also please take a look to see if there's anything controversial here that needs to be updated or fixed before this can be merged. It appears to contain lots of really useful clarifications that needed to be there. Okay. That's the last PR that I have tagged AIP2. Are there other PRs that I should be considering right now? Okay, we have a number of Aries issues labeled with AIP2 as well. And I wanted to hit these and see what kind of progress we could make on them. The first one here is AIP2 support for the DID peer method. And I think, last week, Daniel, you self-assigned this in the meeting. You also agreed to take a look at this. Any progress on that?
No.
Sorry. That's totally okay. Hopefully, at the end of the meeting, I'll have something that helps you at least in a very slight way. So this is a DID versus DID doc attach and requests and responses opened by George. I don't remember what happened or whether this was discussed. This was a merged issue in Aries Framework Go. Oh, so it's referenced there. Is this then resolved because of the merge and the split topic? Do we have George today?
No.
We're not. Okay.
No, and this requires some clarification on the DID exchange in RFC. I've made no progress on that. Sorry.
Okay. So this one is assigned to you then, more or less?
For now, yep.
Okay. I'm going to assign it to you until you assign it to someone else. Ah, I'm hitting the wrong thing. Okay. Next up is 592. There are two that relate to this. This one has to, this is Stephen Klump and the Indie Attachment RFC, right? And this has details there and he's writing this up. Stephen, any progress do you know of?
No, Stephen. I will, I can see that he wrote it up, but I don't think he did that. There might have been, you know what? Why don't you go on? I'll follow up with him if not, but I'm just wondering if there's a, we merged something last week that might be what he was talking about and he just didn't reference this issue in it.
It might be, but if that's the case, that's awesome because we could just cross it off the list. If it exactly. isn't, then yeah. we want to make sure we get this resolved.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you follow up with Stephen Klump? I will.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is the second 592 one. Here, also opened by Mr. Klump. Any commentary on this one as well?
I mean, same thing. I will follow.
Okay.
I'll follow up on with him. I'm just looking up to see what was closed with 592 in it. So he did one 602 that's closed and it's a touch up on the structures. So I'm just going to send him a note on Rocket Chat and I'll see if I can get an answer on that, whether this one deals with the two issues that he opened.
Okay, so we're hoping that that's nearly resolved, yep. which it might be.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, the next one is RFC 510, the details. And this opened by George, lots of conversation. And 7 days ago, I think was probably right in the neighborhood. I can't tell if it's before or after the call. It looks like it might have been after the call. Timo, you responded with a whole bunch of conversation. And any updates about what needs to happen with this particular issue?
I think it's, we need to resolve. I think the goal is to create a subset of presentation exchange because it's a very big specification. I don't know, George, do you have any? I think I made some comments on what we're currently going to support in ECAPI. Part of our job, I think maybe, I think we should get to some like description instead of these comments to, all right, what can we expect from agents to have implemented and what not at the moment?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch. Was there a question there?
No, yeah, maybe I commented on this. Maybe you could leave your notes on this and then we get to a final agreement on what to include as a minimal subset of the presentation exchange spec.
Sure, we'll go over it right now. Hello? My audio working?
Yeah.
Oh. Are we waiting for a response from me right now in real time? Hello, Sam?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. I had to switch headphones because one got angry. Okay, so my thought was, I have to figure out where I started speaking. My thought was, is we've been through our issues and we've been through our PRs. There's a number of us that have things to do and it's often hard to find time. So my proposal is that unless we have other issues we ought to be discussing right now, particularly anything related to AIP2, then perhaps we end our meeting early and we spend the remaining 45 minutes actually chasing down the things that we committed to do but haven't yet had time to do. Any thoughts, anything, any issues we ought to be talking about today before we break?
Well, yeah, I agree with the general strategy, I guess.
Because we're all busy. So if we can avoid talking about things that aren't urgent right now and we can go work on these things, then that will prep us for more progress during the week and next week. This is where I leave a significant portion of a Nathan open to see if anyone has any comments. All right, let's do that. We've been through the issues and the PRs. As it relates, please, if you are assigned to something or you're checking up on something, then please go chase that down if you can now with a little bit of extra time as the meeting ends early. And then if you are not assigned to something, then please go give it a read through or see if we've missed anything. I feel like we're getting very, very close to finishing the AIP2 work. And hopefully we can just use the next 45 minutes to move that forward in whatever ways we need to. Awesome.
Good idea.
Grateful for everyone's work and the stuff that you've committed to and all of the work that helps move this forward. Have everyone then a fantastic week. And I expect to hear the sound of lots of keyboards clicking or whatever else needs to happen to help move these things forward. And we will see you online in next week's meeting. Thanks, everybody.